More on Iraq, the judicial process to try former dictator Saddam Hussein for crimes against humanity ticked ahead this week. A trial may begin by mid-September. The court created to try Saddam and others, the Iraqi Special Tribunal, said it's going to begin with an incident more than 20 years old when Saddam had executed 150 men and boys in the town of Dujail. That's 35 miles north of Baghdad. Joining us from Baghdad is John Burns, senior foreign correspondent for the New York Times. John, what is it that happened in Dujail?
July 8, 1982, Saddam, on his way from Baghdad to his hometown of Tikrit, about 100 miles northwest, stopped in the town of Dujail. A religious party, Dawah, then being persecuted by Saddam, a Shiite religious party, had men in a palm grove. They opened fire on Saddam's motorcade. They killed some people, obviously not Saddam. In the days that followed, they rounded up over 1,500 townspeople. Some were summarily executed, including the people they judged to have been responsible for the shooting. 150 of them were put on trial, men and boys, some of them as young as 13, and were executed by Saddam's Revolutionary Court.
Tell me, why have the Iraqi prosecutors today, the special tribunal, settled on the incident at Dujail as the first case against Saddam?
Because it's what they call a discrete event. It was isolated in time and place. There were many official documents which traced what happened. There are many survivors available. It's an easy case to try. They need to get Saddam into court fairly soon to satisfy popular demand, if you will, particularly amongst the majority community of Shiites and Kurds who were Saddam's principal victims. The larger cases, the cases relating to the poison gas attacks on Kurdish villages in the north, in which probably 100,000 or 150,000 people died, the repression of the Shiite rebellion in the south in 1991, in which another 150,000 were killed, many of them bulldozed into mass graves. These are much more complex crimes to investigate. There's a lot of forensic work to be done at the mass graves. So they decided, let's go with a case where we can get him in court quickly. Now, this does not mean that he will not face trial for those other crimes. So Saddam is, as matters stand, likely to face trial sequentially about four or five or possibly as many as 10 times. Each crime that he will be charged with in a separate trial carries the death penalty. In reality, the likelihood is that he will, of course, be convicted, that he will be condemned to death, that they will hold probably not more than two or three trials, and that if he's going to go to the gallows, he will go to the gallows after two or three trials. I don't think that they're going to put Iraq and the world through 10 or 12 trials.
Is there any indication from his lawyers, have you managed to speak with them, about how he might defend himself in this trial?
The lawyers have not attempted to argue that he was not involved in these events. What they do say is, firstly, that the court itself, the Iraqi Special Tribunal, is illegitimate because it was created during the period of American occupation and is, and this is true, to this day, financed and supported by an American Justice Department unit called the Regime Crimes Liaison Office. That'll be their first argument. Their second argument will be that as president of the country, he could not be held to account for his actions. They have not gone beyond this to argue the case, not in the case of Dujail, not in the case of the so-called Anfal campaign against the Kurds, not in the case of the Shiite rebellion in the south in 1991, because I think even his lawyers know that the facts are so widely known that to contest that there were any such killings would stretch absurdity to new limits.
John Burns, senior foreign correspondent with the New York Times from Baghdad. Thank you, John.
It's my pleasure.